This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by BASF Revitech. I'm Riley Smith. USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Friday. We'll have more right after this.
Imagine having more days of perfect weather, a combine that's more powerful, or even more soybean bushels per acre at harvest. With Revitech fungicide, you don't have to imagine that last one, because it's proven to deliver up to 9.5 more soybean bushels per acre than the competition. With results like that, it's easy to see why Revitech fungicide is the number one recommended fungicide by soybean farmers. Visit Revitech.com and talk to your BASF retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
While both the corn and soybean numbers were within the range of estimates in this week's export sales report, they were still higher than the five-year average. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest report from the USDA.
Corn and bean sales came in inside of the range of estimates. We look at these numbers and say 1.669 million tons for corn, 1.49 million tons for soybeans. Even though they were inside the range of estimates, these are still very good sales. These are actually both above the five-year average for this particular week. So this is a good look for both corn and beans as we kind of move into the Trump administration and start to think about potential implications for tariffs and whatnot.
McBride said several factors combined to create these positive sales.
We've had some help from the USDA with the adjustments to the ending stocks, the adjustments to overall production and yield that were made or at least released on January 10th. This has helped us to kind of go from everything looks terrible on the bean side of things to, well, maybe it's not so bad. It's not necessarily bullish, but it's definitely not bearish anymore. On the corn side of things, it's just kind of reaffirmed what we already knew, is that the exports have been very good. The demand on the corn side has been very good. And maybe that crop wasn't as good as what we thought. So it does give us a reason to have a little bit more of a friendly stance on the corn.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.